Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, December 5th. Today on Forbes, meet the young athletes, founders, and executives pushing sports forward. After the pandemic-induced upheaval of 2020, the sports world began to return to normalcy in 2021. Fans retook their seats at stadiums. Leagues restored their schedules to their full lengths. Teams' revenue, mercifully, began to recover. That doesn't mean there was nothing unprecedented about 2021. Quinn became the first openly transgender athlete to compete at an Olympics, and 2 weeks later became the first openly transgender gold medalist, helping Canada win the women's soccer tournament at the Tokyo Games. Carl Nassib became the first active NFL player to come out publicly as gay. Mykyla Grant Mentis became the first black player to win MVP in North America's top women's hockey league, while Jeremiah Paparaki, at 21 years old, became the first African-American public address announcer in the Chicago Cubs history, as well as the youngest. Those four trailblazers are among the honorees on Forbes' 2022 30 Under 30 list in the sports category, highlighting the all-star athletes, front office standouts, inventive entrepreneurs, and accomplished sports professionals shaping the future of the industry. Of the nominees selected by the judges for the 2022 list, 16 are women and one is non-binary. 18 identify as people of color. All of them are breaking new ground. In 2016, Ashley Johnson became the first black woman to make the U.S. Olympic water polo team, and Simone Manuel became the first African-American woman to win Olympic gold in an individual swimming event. Both added medals in Tokyo in 2021. Kendall Coyne Schofield was the first woman to compete in an NHL All-Star Skills competition in 2019 and now serves as a player development coach for the Chicago Blackhawks, even as she continues her own playing career, with a third Olympic run on tap for February. Alphonso Davies was born in a refugee camp in Ghana and is now a Champions League winner with Bayern Munich, recognized as the world's best player at his position, and he just turned 21 years old. For full coverage, check out Brett Knight's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.